May 4th, 2011, Hilo, Hawaii, Skype class, Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 9, The Passing Away of Bhishma Dev and the Presence of Lord Krishna.
Shri Bhishma Uvacha. Shri Bhishma Dev said, Iti. Thus, Matihi, thinking, feeling, and willing, Upakalpita, invested, Vitrishna, freed from all sense desires. Bhagavati, unto the personality of Godhead. Satvata Pungave, unto the leader of the devotees. Vibhumi, unto the great. Swasukam, self-satisfaction. Upagate, unto he who has attained it. Quachit, sometimes. Vihartum, out of transcendental pleasure. Prakritim, in the material world. Upayushi, do accept it. Yat Bhava, from whom the creation. Pravaha, is made and annihilated. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Bhishma Dev said, let me now invest my thinking, feeling, and willing, which were so long engaged in different subjects and occupational duties, in the all-powerful Lord Sri Krishna. He is always self-satisfied, but sometimes, being the leader of the devotees, he enjoys transcendental pleasure by descending on the material world, although from him only the material world is created. Purport. Because Bhishma Dev was a statesman, the head of the Kuru dynasty, a great general and a leader of Kshatriyas, his mind was strewn over so many subjects, and his thinking, feeling, and willing were engaged in different matters. Now, in order to achieve pure devotional service, he wanted to invest all powers of thinking, feeling, and willing entirely in the Supreme Being, Lord Krishna. He is described herein as the leader of the devotees and all-powerful. Although Lord Krishna is the original personality of Godhead, he descends himself on earth to bestow upon his pure devotees the boon of devotional service. He descends sometimes as Lord Krishna as he is, and sometimes as Lord Chaitanya. Both are leaders of the pure devotees. Pure devotees of the Lord have no desire other than the service of the Lord, and therefore they are called Satvata. So just a note here, because Sat means eternal or real. So those who have no interest other than the Lord, in other words, who have no interest other than what is eternal and real, are called Satvata. Going on with the purport. The Lord is the chief among such Satvatas. Bhishma Dev, therefore, had no other desires. Unless one is purified from all sorts of material desires, the Lord does not become one's leader. I'm going to read that again. Unless one is purified from all sorts of material desires, the Lord does not become one's leader. Desires cannot be wiped out, but they have only to be purified. It is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita by the Lord himself that he gives his instructions from within the heart of a pure devotee who is constantly engaged in the service of the Lord. Such instruction is given not for any material purpose, but only for going back home, back to Godhead. Bhagavad Gita 10.10, which of course is Tesham Satatayuktanam Bhajatam Pratipurvakam Dadami Buddhiyogam Tam Yenamam Upayanti Te. To those who are constantly devoted to serving me with love, I give the understanding by which they can come to me. Prabhupada does not quote that verse in this purport, however. He just refers to it. For the ordinary man, going on with the purport, for the ordinary man who wants to lord it over material nature, the Lord not only sanctions and becomes a witness of activities, but he never gives the non-devotee instructions for going back to Godhead. So here Prabhupada is saying the ordinary man, he wants to be the lord of material activities, so Krishna sanctions, Krishna becomes a witness, but he says he never gives the non-devotee instructions for going back to Godhead. Continuing. That is the difference in dealings by the Lord with different living beings, both the devotee and the non-devotee. He is the leader of all the living beings. As the king of the state rules both the prisoners and the free citizens. So this is interesting because previously in the purport, Prabhupada said that, let's go back here, and unless one is purified from all sorts of material desires, the Lord does not become one's leader. And then here later on in the purport, Prabhupada is saying that Krishna is the leader of all living entities. So he's the leader of all the living beings. And now he's giving an explanation. As the king of the state rules both the prisoners and the free citizens. But his dealings are different in terms of devotee and non-devotee. Now Prabhupada is going to give the reason. Non-devotees never care to take any instruction from the Lord. And therefore the Lord is silent in their case. Although he witnesses all their activities and awards them the necessary results, good or bad. The devotees are above this material goodness and badness. They are progressive on the path of transcendence, and therefore they have no desire for anything material. The devotee also knows Sri Krishna as the original Narayana, because Lord Sri Krishna, by his plenary portion, appears as the Karana Dakshai Vishnu, the original source of all material creation. The Lord also desires the association of his pure devotees, and for them only the Lord descends on the earth and enlivens them. The Lord appears out of his own will. He is not forced by the conditions of material nature. He is therefore described here as the Vibhu, or the Almighty, for he is never conditioned by the laws of material nature. Sri Bhishma Uvacha, Iti Matir Upakalpita Vitrishna, Bhagavati Satvita Pungave Vibhumni, Swasukam upagate kvachid vihartum prakritim upayushi tat yad bhava pravaha. Bhishmadev said, let me now invest my thinking, feeling, and willing, which were so long engaged in different subjects and occupational duties, in the all-powerful Lord Sri Krishna. He is always self-satisfied, but sometimes, being the leader of the devotees, he enjoys transcendental pleasure by descending on the material world. Although from him only the material world is created. Again, I'm just going to apologize. There will probably be some children background noises because my computer is under repair and I therefore can't be on a computer in a remote location. I have to use another machine here. So let's take a look at the Sanskrit. I'm going to look at the word that Prabhupada translates as thinking, feeling, and willing. It's matihi, which means mind. And Prabhupada's expanding that to thinking, feeling, and willing. And then let's look at the one free from all sense desires. The Sanskrit is vitrishna. Trishna means thirst. Vitrishna, without thirst. So Prabhupada is translating that as free from all sense desires. We find there's often analogies of drinking and tasting in the Shastra, which is quite interesting because generally, at least in the modern age, teaching is understood mostly through seeing and hearing and sometimes touching. We talk about the visual learner, the auditory learner, and the kinesthetic learner. We don't talk much about the gustatory learner, but we find there's a lot of gustatory analogies and language in the Shastra, especially having to do with eating and drinking. And then we find here with Krishna, swa-sukham. Swa means himself, sukham means satisfaction. So here Prabhupada's translating this verse, that let me now invest my thinking, feeling, and willing, which were so long engaged in different subjects, in the all-powerful Lord Krishna. I should mention that this series of verses, starting with 30 and going to 42, are some of my personal favorites in the Bhagavatam. That Bhishma, the man who fought on thousands of battlefields and could speak on thousands of subjects with thousands of meanings, now invested all of his energy and focus on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And this one also, that his thinking, feeling, and willing were on so many subjects. So this is our life, isn't it? I mean, even if you go, I have some friends who live in Vrindavan who are in some ways Bhajananandis. They just stay in Vrindavan. Some of them have taken vows never to leave Vrindavan. They're waking up at midnight or 1 in the morning. They're chanting 64 or 120 rounds a day. They don't have much to do with the outside world. They're spending probably 6-7 hours a day studying the Shastra. But still, they have to take care of other things. It's not that they never have to take care of other things. They have to go shopping. They have to worry about how they're going to pay the bills. Some of them live on random donations, and they never know where their money's coming from or how much money that they're going to get. And there'll be some problem with something in their home. The door is leaking. One of them was telling me, if I don't take care of it now, it's going to get worse, and the whole building will fall apart. And then one of these